From the Planet Fitness Judgment Free Zone Studios.
Are you ready?
This is WNKS. WNKS HD1 Charlotte.
There's no stopping us
from the Beasley Media Group Station. Home of the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
Turn it up.
Kiss 95.1.
What you're hearing is actually an experiment. Scientists placed a Yankee, a Southern boy, and a Miami girl in the same room to observe how they interact with each other. For reasons unexplained, they created the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. If they see other humans, they tend to make immature jokes, so we place them on the radio for your safety.
Once I get lubed up, I'm ready to go. I'll talk to anybody.
Okay, that experiment failed.
Kiss 95.1, home of Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren.
Hello!
Hi!
Hello!
I don't know how it's possible, but I'm already annoyed.
What? Oh, what? Who? What did I
Instagram?
Do?
Instagram? Nothing. Not oh. You, Roy. Just people I follow on Insta.
What did they do this week?
It's just the best.
It's 6:01.
I know. I'm like, how are you already annoyed?
Because I was just logging on, you know, to Insta and just kind of buzzing through as we had, like, our little show open play, as that was. And then somebody I know in radio posts a picture. Now imagine this, because you can't see it. It's an old brick building, like a factory that you would find anywhere in, like, an industrial neighborhood, worn out. Run down, doors cracked, windows broken, old brick building with, you know, wood in the windows. Okay, you got me?
Yeah, I got gotcha.
I'm following the facts.
So here is the inspirational good Tuesday morning quote to that picture.
Love it.
You could choose to see it as broken windows. Hold on, let me turn down the music.
Okay.
You can choose to see it as broken windows and closed doors, broken hearts, .. Or you can see the promise of new life slowly growing beneath the place where heartbreak used to be. # we got this.
You know what my issues with it? It's too long. And I'm serious. So, like, my uncle, every morning, he posts an inspirational quote. And I'm going to read you his latest. This was posted yesterday morning.
Okay.
Listen.
What's the picture?
No. It's just text, bro. Whoa. There's no photos.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Listen, this life is for loving, sharing, learning, smiling, caring, forgiving, laughing, hugging, helping, dancing, wondering, healing, and even more loving. I choose to live life this way. I want to live my life in such a way that when I get out of bed in the morning, the devil says, he's up. LOL. Have an awesome day.
Listen, you two are annoyed by those kind of comments. I would much rather see those comments than one that I got on my Instagram yesterday. Yes, I know.
We got to discuss that later. But I literally sent him a message. I'm like, love what you're doing. Shorten it up. It's too long.
Make it like a tagline, like a one-liner.
Kind of, because I lost interest. You know, when it got to the devil part, I was gone.
I know. People are just so dang inspirational.
Look at this, bro. Look how long that
is. That is incredibly long.
It's a massive, it's a paragraph.
And then so I woke up at 12:15 this morning to feed now 1-month-old baby Ruby. It's hard to believe that she's a month old.
Yeah, I know.
And I scroll through the internet and all hell broke loose at about 9:00 last night, I guess, when Nike released a commercial featuring Colin Kaepernick, the player who kneeled. And it says their inspirational thing is, I forget what it was, but it's something to the fact where the cause is greater than the job or something like that, right? Holy hell. People are posting pictures, burning Nike things, cutting up Nike socks with scissors. They're never going to buy Nike again.
And
then the other side is like, oh my God, all I'm going to do is wear Nike from now on.
Because the quote was, believe in something, even if it means sacrificing everything.
Mm-hmm.
Nike, just do it. I thought it was a great ad.
Okay.
I thought that was a really cool statement.
No doubt. But the Colin Kaepernick thing, holy cow, is that going to tear this country apart if it's not already doing it?
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't like Kaepernick from the beginning because I went to the freaking Panthers game and he came through in the playoffs and right in front of where we sit, he scored a touchdown and flexed his muscles at me. And I've never been a Kaepernick fan. I'll tell you that from day one.
Because I was on the other end and he flexed his muscles and I was like, hey,
hold the pose. It doesn't matter what side of the fence you are on. Everyone's so passionate, you know?
I know. I couldn't believe it. It's just amazing when you log on to the... You want to find out what's going on in the world, go on to Instagram. Holy cow. Oh, my God.
It is a whole thing, man.
It really is. All right. Well, we are here on a Tuesday, y'all. We got a short week.
Yeah, it is a short week.
But you know what that means? We need a Monday morning song on a Tuesday morning to get us going. Are you guys ready after a 3-day weekend? Come on, let's do it.
Hey, Jill. You know the old sugar daddy. They be tricking, they tell them girls.
I see you, girl, whatever you like. I see you, girl, whatever you like.
There you go, brother.
Telephone, you know it ain't nothing to drop a couple stacks on you. Want it, you can get it, my dear. $5 million home, drop it, as I swear. Yeah, I want your body, need your body. Long as you got me, you won't need nobody. You want it, I got it, go get it, I buy it. Tell them all the bro joker, be quiet.
T.I. was making new music, and he was coming out with some stuff. Mm-hmm.
We waiting.
This is the Laurent anthem.
Yeah. Man, can you believe this was like 10 years ago, 2007, 2008?
Hard to believe.
It is hard to believe.
I was playing this song like when I first started my radio career.
Yeah. Come on, T.I.
I want your body. Be quiet.
Oh, man. I was driving from Charleston to Charlotte, and I got to, like, go through my, so, like, there was, like, 2013, I converted from actually buying songs to Spotify.
Yeah.
So I went through my old Apple Music to listen to all the songs I bought. Man, there's some gems, some one-hit wonders back then.
Yeah?
Yeah, remember, like, one time, Riptide by Vance Joy, that was a hit. But I'm like, whoa, that was definitely one-hit wonder.
Yeah. Go T.A.?
Yeah, stuff like that that I was kind of going through listening on the car ride.
It's funny.
Yeah.
Speaking of car ride, I went to Johnson City, Tennessee, or actually right outside to Telford, where my my mother-in-law lives.
Yeah, how was that?
Oh, man.
It looked like fun.
It was fun when we got there, but it's a 3.5-hour ride usually, maybe 4 with traffic through Asheville.
Uh-huh.
But it took us like 6 hours because we had to stop to feed the baby twice.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And when you stop, you get out of the car. Dean gets out. Everybody gets out. We're walking around. We went to like different rest stops and then 5 hours on the way back.
Good gosh.
You know, so it was a long trip. But Amanda's like, we need to convert all of Dean's, because we have a DVD player with DVDs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We need to, she said, we need to convert them to like an iPad or something for digital.
Sure.
Right. For when you travel.
And I'm like, I don't know, babe. I think kids still use DVDs and stuff. Wait, and she's like, no, they don't. I was
they
like,
don't.
Well, how?
Yeah.
But follow me on this.
Okay.
How do kids, people love to give kids gifts. Dean has been gifted a lot of these DVDs. So she's like, well, they'll just get an Amazon gift card. And I'm like, Dean doesn't understand an Amazon gift card, but Dean understands when he rips open Cars 3.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's a good
DVD.
Point. That's a good point.
Like, that's why he has all these. And plus, my niece handed them down. But, like, what do we do, Loren? Help me.
You still have a DVD player?
Yes.
I don't have one in my house.
I don't
a portable one, you
I
know,
think
yeah.
I do.
Yeah, it's portable. But then, like, the DVDs, he has no idea how to handle them. They're scratched.
Yeah.
They're destroyed. They're laying on the bottom of the car, and we're stepping on them.
Fingerprints all over them.
Yeah. And I just hear him in the back fumbling, and then I kind of look in the rearview mirror, and I see him. He's, you know, he's holding it, like, all over the place. And he's like, it's not working.
Well, maybe they can, meaning, maybe this is your, you found a niche market. You can give the outside of the DVD, but inside, maybe there's a gift card there for
them. Right.
It's all about packaging.
Start the business.
What's the business?
I don't know. You just give the case, not the actual DVD.
Give the case and a gift card inside.
Perfect. You know, we have, and everybody has, hundreds of cases of DVDs with no DVD in it because they have no idea where it is.
That's true.
Just give
Let's repurpose them.
Send me all of your DVD cases with no DVDs in them, please.
Yeah. I was
1520 South Boulevard.
I was laughing at your Instagram videos with Dean this weekend because the first one I loved was you guys were evidently in a Jeep.
Yes,
and
with
Dean is talking up a storm, but nobody cares.
Why do you think I have a Jeep?
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
He's talking up a storm, and it's so windy, you can't hear. And I'm laughing so hard. And then the
he's
next,
in the back.
Yeah, just talking up a storm. And the next video is... I loved this, man. You have a video of Dean walking across a makeshift bridge of through a creek, mm-hmm. and you say, Dean, you go first, because you're too scared to go over the
That's true. He was all in. He's like, let's go to the other side. I was like, all right, buddy, you go first and dad will follow you. And then I stand on one side of the bridge and I take video of it as he goes across. Yeah. But he did it. He goes, okay, your turn.
I mean,
now you mean?
Dad's going to go around.
Yeah.
And then
there was another one, Roy, that was even higher than that, to the point where I couldn't even video it because I had to concentrate so hard on going across it. Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, we were up in the Smoky Mountains at some little, like, small hiking trail. Good for kids, it said. So that was perfect. It was about a mile round.
And, okay.
And we had a lot of fun. I stopped on the way, though, by the giant peach. I forget the name of the...
There's another giant peach?
No,
I thought
no, no.
Just
Gaff-
to get- oh, you went to Gaffney.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. I went 85 to 26, if you want to know my commute.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we went to we took the 85 to the 26. Remember how SNL used to do that?
Yeah, I do.
I took the 101 to the 5. Anyway, I stopped and I got some peaches, and inside there was hot sauce with different levels of heat. And I bought the hottest one. It's called Deer in Headlights Hot Sauce. And I'm going to put it on a cracker today at around 8:35-ish, 8:20.
Right.
Okay.
And we'll let Miss Loren over here, who loves the heat, we'll let you try it.
I do love hot sauce.
Are
Does
you down
it have
for
a
this?
Rating? I want to see it.
It doesn't I couldn't find a rating, but I'm telling you, where they had a scale on their wall with all the hot sauces, that was extreme heat. That was like five or six X's across.
Oh, it's gritty, too.
It's actually burning her hand just to hold the bottle. That's really strange.
Yeah, no, I'm down to try it.
Good, okay.
It's awful. I don't know how you do that. I was in Charleston this weekend, and they had a hot sauce shop because the Carolina Reaper is huge down there. And while it's closed and the bar windows were up, there's a sign that says we are closed due to something about like it being too hot, like
the heat, like the
they're
humid?
Joking. Of
oh,
course.
Okay.
They're not
right.
saying
gotcha.
That
yeah,
they've
yeah,
actually
yeah, yeah.
been sued.
Yeah,
but there's some sign that's like, yeah, we're too closed because our hot sauces are too hot.
That's funny.
Yeah, it's fun.
All right, well, we'll look at that, and we'll, what?
There's anchovies in this.
Oh!
Stop looking at the ingredients.
I know.
That's awful.
I was making sure there was no mango in it first. So I don't die.
All right, quick break, and we'll be right back with more of the MRL Show. Lots to do today.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
Okay, so a lot happened this weekend, and I am going to bring producer Nicole in on one of these stories because I feel like she's a G-Eazy expert.
She is.
Yes. So
she tweets to him.
Yes. G-Eazy and Halsey, by the way, back together.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. And she's super excited about that. She's driving to Raleigh tonight to go to the G-Eazy concert and driving back.
Whoa, hang on. No. You're sick. Come back. Get on the microphone.
All right. Here's producer Nicole.
No, you can't do that.
I'm totally doing it. After all of this, Halsey has been out on tour with him for the past two dates. Ugh. I'm in section one. I'm going.
She's sick.
Everything will be fine.
What time are you going to be back?
Hoping to be back in Charlotte by 1.
By oh, my 1 gosh.
You're going to sleep for like an hour and come
I'm just
in
coming
here.
Straight here.
Where are you going with?
Lauren. Yeah.
Dude, why would you bring Sam to the beach?
Lauren? If Halsey's going to be there.
If Halsey's going to be there, why are you bringing your girlfriend?
Oh. Thank you for bringing that up.
We met her together.
Ah, okay. All right. So, are you making a sign?
Are we making a sign?
Lauren wants to. Because Lauren thinks that, like, if she saw us, she would remember us.
Mm.
So she wants to make a sign because we're literally, like, third or fourth row. Uh-huh. Like, we are super close. And so she wants to make a sign, like, G-Eazy, we love your girlfriend, or, like, something
gotcha.
Like that.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Wow. So what the hell happened this
weekend?
All right.
So this is, G-Eazy got roped into this kind of indirectly and then ended up almost not solving the whole thing, but dissing somebody else. So, let's start at the beginning. Nicole, 2012, Machine Gun Kelly took, not a shot at Eminem's daughter, but said that she was hot. And she was only 16 at the time.
Yeah, he was 21. And it was back, you know, all those articles came out when everyone started seeing that Haley had grown up.
Right.
And he was like, oh, wow, she's hot as...
Yeah. Heck. But okay, so this is the backstory, obviously. So Eminem reaches out to Machine Gun Kelly and's like, hey, not cool. You know, let's ixnay on the daughter A.
Okay.
Then Friday, Eminem dropped his surprise album and dissed Machine Gun Kelly.
Okay.
So Machine Gun Kelly then went on Funkmaster Flex and shifted the spotlight to G-Eazy, which is how G-Eazy gets roped into this whole thing.
Is this Eminem? Is this the Eminem dissing Machine Gun Kelly clip? All right, here we go.
But this time you don't gotta use Tech 9 if you wanna come at me with a submachine gun. And I'm talking to you, but you already know who the fuck you are, Kelly. I don't use the blimp. Insurance also don't sneak this, but keep commenting on my daughter, Haley.
All right.
Okay.
What was Machine Gun Kelly?
No, he said Kelly in it.
That's Eminem talking about Machine Gun Kelly, and then he says at the end, you talk about my daughter, Haley. Right?
Oh, I thought he said R. Kelly. I'm so, and who's Flash Next or Flex?
Please don't
get lost in
anymore.
Details. Don't get lost in
All
details.
Right, so here's Machine Gun Kelly firing back at Eminem.
What?
I think my dad's gone crazy. Yeah, Haley, you right. Dad's always mad, cooped up in the studio, yelling at the mic. You sober and bored, huh? I know. I'm about to be 46 years old, dog. Talking about, I'm a cool up trick. Man, you sound like a...
Oh.
Mad about something I said in 2012. Took you 6 years and a surprise album just to come with a disc.
Nah.
Wow.
I'm not taking a side in this. You can be assured of that.
That was Machine Gun Kelly's Rap Devil, which was a diss at Eminem's Rap God.
I think I'm sitting on the Eminem side of things.
You're going to go out there, huh?
I'm not being tricked. I'm not getting into this. Is that not the side everyone's taking?
We're Team Eminem. You don't go after Rap God.
Right?
We're
kinda.
Eminem.
Yeah.
Like, let Eminem say what he wants it, because he's the dad, right?
Yeah.
Dad gets to say what dad wants to.
And you're lucky it didn't go any farther than a song. Really. So... there's that
whole machine.
And then G-Eazy gets brought into it. Okay.
Yeah.
And also, by the way, at least I didn't quite understand Eminem was taking a shot at him. Yet Machine Gun Kelly is clearly like tearing down Eminem.
But that's because you know more about Eminem than you do Machine Gun Kelly. That's why you understood the album, the song better.
Right.
So there's that. Anyway,
that's
I don't
so
think we have time to get into anything else in this dirty.
I never knew that the rap community is just, you know.
They're torn apart, man.
Yeah. No, it's been a long time since we've had a good feud.
Yeah.
So this is going to be good. Eminem, I'm really excited to see what Eminem's going to do.
Eminem's not just going to leave it there.
No, I don't know what angle he's going to take. I went through this with Lauren last night. I was like, here's A, B, and C.
You think he's going to respond to this?
Oh, 100%. Because
really?
He in the song, he references Haley again, and he references Kim. You don't do that. You don't go after a man's daughter.
Yeah, but like if some other show was picking on us here in Charlotte, we wouldn't.
It's rap.
I mean, at some point, you just have to let it go. But
I would take the beef to the street.
I wouldn't, because we're the big, you know what I mean?
We'd keep it real, bro. We would take it to the street.
Yeah, any show that wants to take this show down, it's going down.
Says the man that doesn't want to take a side from rappers that will never be in the same room.
At 6 a.m., we'll meet you on South Boulevard, on the air.
I would pick, like, some place even, like, worse lit than that. Like, I'll meet you at the White Water Center if you want to get down.
We'll broadcast live and throw down at the same time.
All right.
All right, that's your dirty.
Thank you so much, Lorraine.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Broy, and Lorraine on KISS 95.1.
Hopefully you are following us on our socials at the MRL Show, Instagram, Twitter, Snap too, no?
I don't think we're I think we're off that.
Are we?
I mean,
it still exists.
I'm personally on that. I got, you know, my Kiss Roy Boy on Snapchat that I still talk to listeners every day on it, but I don't know if the show is updating Snap.
I have an old person question.
Yes.
Can you flip back and forth between different accounts on Snap?
Not yet.
Oh.
Well, not, no.
Okay.
I wish. If it's
so, I got to log out and then log into the show.
It's so annoying. Yeah. It's so annoying if you're trying to manage, you know, business Snapchats.
I put all my eggs in the Instagram basket. I'm not even hardly on Facebook anymore. And I saw yesterday on the Today Show that Facebook now more than ever. And I'm telling you with lots of love, everybody who watches our Facebook Live, we're probably not going to do it anymore because they now will not put small business people on your timelines anymore. That was Facebook's big announcement, is that small businesses, unless they pay, well, now you won't see them at all.
Well, I wasn't even getting updates when we would go live.
Right. They even took that away from us. So, but we'll go live on our app.
We're waiting for a new,
the new system will go live on our app.
And we'll always, you know, if we ever do anything cool, like when if Loren's going to eat the hot sauce later today, of course, we'll have video of that and we'll post that for you afterwards. It just might not be live because nobody's going to see it. So take that, Facebook. We're not going to go on then.
But the cool thing about Facebook is that they're trying with the dating app. And then, did you see they're also getting into the gaming world?
Yeah.
Because Twitch is such a huge industry. People watching people play video games for some other reason is a very big thing.
It makes me Twitch.
Facebook's now has GameCon and all this other stuff.
Ocular, I think. Yeah. It's interesting, man. That's for sure. But it brings me to our next point, which has nothing to do with anything we just said. If you go, though, to our social media, I think we posted it at Twitter, you'll see the U.S. Open Tennis Tournament is going on in New York City right now, and it lasts for 2 weeks. And as they were coming back or going to commercial, they show kind of like the food courtyard area. And there is a woman and a son sitting, eating chicken strips. They have drinks. And the woman does something unfathomable with her chicken strip on live TV as they're coming back or going to commercial.
Okay.
Have you seen this video?
No, but I'm interested.
I have no clue what it is.
She takes the chicken nugget and dips it in her soda and then eats it.
What?
Yes.
Are you serious?
I'm dead serious.
She dips on live in the TV. Soda?
Yes. And doesn't miss a beat. She wasn't looking at the camera, laughing, trying to show off.
She thinks it's just the way she eats it. Well, what are you saying well for? Why are you rationalizing
that? Because I know, like, McDonald's and, like, some of these other, like, fast food places will give you honey with your chicken nuggets.
Right, that's a dipping sauce.
Yeah, but maybe she likes that sweet, salty thing.
Ew, it's a soda!
The video.
And it would make it soggy, which...
What's going on?
Doesn't sound fantastic.
Why did she do that?
And not only that, she takes like a bite and then re-dips it again in the soda.
Ew. Double dipper.
And I also want to know why the TV's on that shot. That's a weird shot to begin with.
Is she going to drink that afterwards? Like, is that... Remember, a couple weeks ago, we did the peanuts in the soda.
Right.
I think she's going to drink it. There's a straw in the drink.
And there's like backwash and like things floating in there. And
it's each their own when it comes to dipping, though, Loren.
I know.
right?
That's why I defended it.
There's a whole thing where you're supposed to put French fries in a Frosty.
Oh, they're the best.
Come on. That's disgusting. That's the same thing as this.
There are two types of people in the world, and I am definitely a French fry Frosty dipper.
Well, what do you mean it's not the... How is it not the same?
One's a soda pop. One's like an actual
like
sweet...
soft serve ice cream.
Yeah.
True, but it's also two items that shouldn't be dipped.
Yeah. But see, at least I can at least understand the... ice cream because it stays on it. It's not, you put a chicken nugget in a soda, it just everything gets like this mushed.
If you can, head over to our Instagram, and we'll also put it up on, it's on our Twitter. We'll put it up on our Instagram too. You can see the video of the woman dipping the soda. But you know what? That opens up our brains too, you guys. I know it's early. I know it might gross some people out. But what is your strange, weird dipping habit? 704-570-9595. You know, Grandpa taught you something, right? And it's not normal.
You know, I used to remember as a kid, I loved ketchup. I'm sure as every child does. But, like, I would dip in school, we would have chicken nugget day. And I would even, like, get a spoonful of mashed potatoes and then dip it in my ketchup.
Ooh.
Mm.
How gross is that?
Yeah, that
is
weird.
I'd get my bread because they give you a roll and I'd dip it in my ketchup.
I find eggs in ketchup to be odd.
Do you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I do. But then people do like hot sauce and eggs, which, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. 704-570-9595. You can also tweet at the MRL show. Somebody already texted us to that same number, 704-570-9595, and said that they dip their donuts in peanut butter.
I can maybe understand that a bit more than the chicken nugget and soda.
Really?
Maybe.
You can get a peanut butter donut.
Yeah. That's the only reason why I can maybe rationalize that.
All right, on a Tuesday morning, hit us with your strange, weird dipping habits.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette on KISS 95.1.
So, at the U.S. Open, there was a woman on camera caught dipping her chicken nugget or chicken shrimp in soda. Most disgusting pairing. So we wanted to hear from you at 704-570-9595. What is it that you use for your pairings? Let's bring in Kelsey from Lancaster.
Yeah, so you know how you like tear the edges off of sandwiches for like kids?
Yeah,
the crust.
We tend to do that ourselves and then dip it in Coke as we're like... eating.
You dip the crust in Coca-Cola.
Yeah.
Huh.
Oh, I just, it doesn't even.
Well, who taught you that? Who's the person responsible for this crazy behavior?
We want answers.
it's actually a thing my family's done because my mom does it, my grandma does it, my great grandma did it before she passed away. Like, it's literally like a family thing, I guess.
Really?
We just got a text message from 631 that says they dip buttered bagels in their coffee with cream.
What?
Butter bagels.
That ruins the coffee.
I know.
Jeez. Kelsey, would you ever try chicken and soda?
Probably not, just because I feel like the chicken, like the crust would... I don't know. That's just weird to me. I feel like that would be, like, messy, but...
That crosses the line.
That's strange.
That crosses... Yeah, she's like, no, you don't use your soda as a dipping sauce. The bread's different.
Oh, that's awesome. Hey, thank you so much, Kelsey. We are we have it up on Twitter, at the MRL show. We are uploading it. We got to find it on Instagram and then put it up. You know, there's policies, so we're doing that now.
Let's bring up Andrew in Mooresville. Andrew, welcome to the MRL Morning Show. You do something that, strange enough, I think these two in the room are going to find very weird. I don't think it's that strange. Tell them what you do.
So, I'm not the one who does it, but my brother does it. He dips his hot dogs in mayonnaise.
Oh, okay. Hang on. I wasn't.
I don't like mayonnaise on anything.
I wasn't thinking you'd dip them. I wasn't thinking you'd dip the hot dog
in. Just thought you'd put it on there.
Yeah. Here's the move, Andrew, that I used to do. Because, like, you can use mayonnaise very similar to how you use butter when it comes to toasting. If you put it in the oven, it does the same effect, but it has a different taste. So what I used to do to toast hot dog buns is I would put a little bit of mayonnaise in it. I know that sounds disgusting, but when you put it in the oven, it kind of does like the butter effect. And this, so that's that's kind of what I used to do with hot dogs, but I never dunked it in a you know, hot dog in a jar of mayo.
Yeah, I don't know. Families, it's family traditions, man.
Yeah, and pregnancies. We just got another one that said she used to dip raisinettes in nacho cheese when she was pregnant.
Raisin, how do you, you can't dip a raisinette. It's a small pebble.
That's got to be an accident too, right? I mean, that was an accident that got fished out.
I guess so.
And it was good.
Raisinettes are so small. How do you dip that? Katie in Huntersville, welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
Hi.
Hi, welcome to the show. What's the weird combo?
Dill pickles and lemonade.
Dill pickles and lemonade.
Hmm. I mean, they're both tart.
I mean...
I don't know, man.
Again, how did you learn that?
My mom used to do it with her friend Ellen.
Well, what's wrong with Ellen?
So, but what does that achieve?
Live and let live, okay?
Okay.
Because does it just give the pickles a sweeter taste?
No, it's like Sour Patch Kids.
It's like Sour Patch Kids. Well, because I don't know if y'all know this.
Thanks, Katie.
It's like a sweet sour thing, Sour Patch Kids.
Some people will take the pickle juice out of the jar and put Kool-Aid in and then leave the pickles in the Kool-Aid and they'll end up changing colors and you'll have flavored pickles. That's a thing.
That's
really?
Crazy.
No.
That is a thing.
Okay, but that shouldn't be a thing.
Like you can even buy it. If you go to... No. Food Lion, they sell a commercial version of it.
You explaining it and making is not helping make it a thing. It shouldn't be a thing.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
Just because Bojangles is going to make the new chicken soda combo doesn't mean it should be a thing.
Okay. I see what you mean.
All right. Anyway, yeah, go check that out, you guys. We just posted it at the MRL show on Instagram. You have to see the dipping combo. It's crazy.
Coming up next with the Manny, Roy, and Loren show.
So I was in Charleston this weekend to work a wedding. If you guys didn't know, I do a production company that services weddings. And not only did I fail at only doing my one job, but I really thought that I was going to ruin this woman's wedding.
Oh, God.
I'll tell you what happened in 5 minutes. Don't go anywhere.
WNKS Charlotte. Check it out. Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
Buddy, you were in Charleston this weekend on our 3-day weekend.
Yes. So I do a production business where we live stream weddings. And oh my gosh, did I have such a tough time.
What happened? You almost ruined someone's wedding?
It's so bad. Poor Megan and Paul. Thank God they're on their honeymoon. They can't hear this.
Oh no.
Because they have no idea what was going on behind the scenes. So here we are in Charleston. It's maybe 97, 98 degrees, but with my equipment running, my equipment was registering at 110 degrees.
Wow.
And all my equipment was like not working. And there were times I was grabbing camera equipment, running into my car with the AC on, sitting there trying to cool things down because nothing was working.
Wow.
It was so bad.
Because electronics and heat don't match.
Don't match. They just don't match. And unfortunately, for this wedding, every camera angle was just in the blistering sun. We couldn't. By the way, the whole point of my business is live streaming the video
for people who can't be there. Wonderful idea.
Couldn't live stream it.
Really?
That didn't happen
because of the heat.
Well, there was some Facebook issues. There's some network issues.
Okay.
The heat was not the reason for that.
Oh, no. So did they find out that the wedding wasn't streamed? Like they promised family members who couldn't be there?
I don't know.
They walked back down the aisle and she checked her phone and probably had like 600 text messages from people that were like, we missed the whole thing. What happened?
I felt so bad, y'all.
Did you just play this with please stand by?
Stand by while we attempt to establish it. For some odd reason, her Facebook account refused access to the stream. Like, it thought I was trying, and this is no lie, it thought that it was like a commercial. Like, Facebook thought that we were trying to do a commercial or something, and they were blocking us.
Yeah.
Like, no, it's her wedding. Like, I need Facebook's, you know, algorithm gods to allow this. And it wouldn't work. And then on top of
that. For the love of Mark Zuckerberg.
So at that point, I make the decision, okay, so people at home who couldn't make it, they're not going to watch it. Okay, fine. Let's at least record it.
Right.
while we're recording, one camera goes. And I'm like, oh, the heat. Because for the past 2 hours, all I've been doing is running back and forth to the car.
What are you wearing? The cameras down.
So I'm wearing, and that's the other part of this whole thing.
Nothing at this point. Lauren,
there's something called, there's something called trigger questions, and I know exactly what to ask Roy.
We didn't dress appropriately, bro. We didn't
dress. Did you have your sweater vest on?
So, plus my boyfriend, I love him to death. He's in a full suit. You know, he's wearing the earpiece.
You lugged him along?
Oh, yeah.
He's got roped into it. He had an earpiece in.
Dude, he was part of the production company that day. Here's me. I'm wearing a tie and a sweater vest and pants, but it's all kind of dark colored, and I am dripping of sweat to the point, like, I'm looking at my, so we have, like, an iPad where I can monitor the cameras, and I keep having to wipe the screen down because of the sweat, but an iPad's touchscreen, so every time I'm wiping the sweat off, it's changing camera angles. It was a nightmare. Nightmare, and then I'm in the sun, and I can't see any of the camera angles, and I'm praying to God I got the shot. I'm praying I do. And I'm praying that, this is, the audio's working.
This, like, is the biggest day of these people's lives.
I know.
None of it's working for me.
So what happens at this point? Like, do you end up refunding this person?
So Roy's sitting here with his hand in his head.
I know, so I feel bad. I felt terrible.
Like, and then towards the very end of the wedding, the cameras completely shut off. Before I had a chance to stop recording.
But please tell me, did you catch the I now pronounce you?
So I'm hoping that it's still saved. I don't even know if the video is saved. And so what I do, I'm like, okay, well, I'm not about to tell this woman on her wedding that I don't have the vows. Not about to do that. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to take my shoulder mount. I have like a shoulder mount camera, and I'm just going to record a bunch of things, get some beautiful shots, record the first dance. I wasn't even supposed to record the first dance. I'll stay late. I'll record as much as I can. And so at least she has something, because I'm prepared that the vows didn't make the cut.
Yeah.
And so she brings me over right before I'm leaving. And by the way, Megan and Paul loves the show, big fans of the show. And she's asking me, did you get the vows? And I don't want to say, not so sure about that.
Yeah.
Because that's not what you tell the bride on your wedding.
Sure, yeah.
But in my head,
why didn't you just have them redo it just in case? Like, hey, you know what?
We're going to reset everyone back to one.
Yeah. I would have loved,
everybody.
Dude, if I could have, like, paused a wedding, I really, they started coming, and I'm like, okay, so this is happening now. I'm not ready. I'm freaking out.
Roy, I'm not an expert, but that camera sounds like it's making a weird noise.
Oh, it's so bad. I'm literally running to my car, putting my equipment at the, holding them up to the AC vent in my car, trying to cool down this equipment because nothing's working. They got married outside, man. And it wasn't, if you're sitting outside, it was hot. Mm-hmm. Don't get me wrong. But, like, you forget that the camera equipment adds another 10, 15 degrees.
Sure. Do you think you are a distraction to everyone during the ceremony with your tomfoolery of running around and trying to make things work?
It's so funny. Her guests would come up to me pouring of sweat, by the way. Like, it's so bad. Like, I can barely see because I'm having to wipe my eyes. And they're like, so which side does the bride and groom sit on?
I don't know.
And I'm like, so I was like, I don't know. I mean, wherever the groom's standing, you sit on that side. I don't know.
Irritable.
I don't know where anyone goes. I don't even know where Megan and Paul's going to be. I don't know how to film this.
How did Megan and Paul find out about your services? Listening to the show?
No, they saw me at the, because we pay for wedding expos, and my company was at the wedding expo.
I love that. You're so professional, but it never works. There's always.
Oh, it was so bad.
Is the company still in existence?
Well, after the lawsuit, probably not.
Maybe at a discount rate.
Well, we did.
See you on Judge Judy.
I do have still a couple camera angles of the vows, so I'm going to kind of piece it together. But, dude.
Megan, Paul, we have this really cool new way of shooting things, and it's just audio.
See, I was thinking
the
opposite.
Black screen. It's so artsy.
Make them a music video to what you have.
Oh, and then as I'm telling her, I didn't tell her, of course, that I'm having major equipment issues. The only thing I told her is that we didn't go on live stream. She's like, that's fine. I can't wait to see the footage. And now, meanwhile, in my head, I'm thinking, I don't have any of the vows in my head. And I'm thinking, I can't tell her this. And she just goes, And I don't like any artsy craftsy with a bunch of music. Just give me the vowels and that's all I need. And I'm thinking,
oh, I'm done.
That's the one thing I don't have. That's the one thing, but I do have it. It did save.
Okay.
But man, yeah. I was scared. And Sterling was watching from a distance and he was like prepared to come like get me in the event that they were yelling at me.
If people want to use your services, how can they contact you?
Don't contact me.
We'll recommend someone else.
The business is closed. It's so
you gotta get up. Amy, Roy, and Loren. Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Loren. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. KS95.1.
So Nicki Minaj suffered a wardrobe malfunction this weekend at the American Festival, which is Jay-Z's, or Made in American Festival, which is Jay-Z's thing. Well, she went out on stage and her wardrobe people put pasties on the girls.
Okay.
And she assumed they were her normal ones, but they were see-through.
Oh. Huh.
So she spent the good majority of the night performing where everybody could see everything.
And they probably thought it was beautiful and stylish. They're
probably.
Like, yeah, that's great.
She'll start a new trend. Like, everyone will be wearing them now, you know?
By the way, Nicki Minaj is Ellen DeGeneres' first guest today in the new season. She's back.
Oh, very cool.
I saw a promo where she says that she's not dating anyone. She goes, I don't have any man in my life right now, and I couldn't be happier. And Ellen says, you don't need a man in your life to make you happy, by the way.
Yeah, she doesn't. Mm-mm. Oh, we have audio?
Hmm.
Can you pull that up?
I can. I mean, yeah? I think I just did it, but let's see how close I was to what was really said.
Probably let's see verbatim.
If you're living with a person and you see them every night, but if you see them, you know, like once or twice a week, mm-hmm. then yeah, three times a night. When I see you, three times a night.
Okay.
And if you can hang, goodbye. Really.
Okay, so that's a different clip, but I'm looking forward to seeing it. It looks good.
Yeah, me too. So have you guys seen this Lindsay Lohan video that has gone viral of her dancing in Mykonos?
At her club?
Yes.
Yeah, there's some interesting dance moves. And now her fans and other stars are even getting in on it, and they're trying to make their own viral videos dancing like Lilo. And she's getting in on it. She retweeted a few, and she's putting it out there now, too. But hashtag do it, do the Lilo is trending now, and people are redoing these videos.
There comes the In My Feelings challenge.
Oh, yeah. She's, like, flipping her hair and, like, pulling her leg up, and, like, there's some interesting moves going on
there.
It's
a little bit like anybody who's a Seinfeld fan from the 90s. It's the Elaine dance that she does. It's kind of that robot-y.
I can totally see that. Okay, so Aretha Franklin, she was laid to rest on Friday, and it was an epic ceremony. It took like 8 hours to get through the whole thing.
Whoa.
But there was a moment that left some people apologizing for something that went on. Now, Ariana Grande, she performed, and then Bishop Charles put his arm around her, and he accidentally reached a little further around than he should have and touched
to his
what looked
defense,
like the girls.
There is quite a bit... height difference.
Yes, and she is little.
But she gives a look.
Mm-hmm.
Today's show studied this with a fine-tooth comb yesterday. I got to watch it.
And he's apologized.
I don't know, I guess I put my arm around her. I hugged all the female artists and the male artists, everybody that was up. I shook their hands and hugged them, and that's what we're all about in the church, about love. And again, maybe I crossed the border, or maybe I was too friendly or familiar, but again, I apologize.
Bro, that's all you don't do. Hug. Just don't hug anyone.
Yeah.
Don't, I mean, and I get your church is full of love. Don't love.
It's hard for a lot of people to change the way they've lived their lives for so many years.
Well,
you know?
That reach around is is the result of a side hug. You know what I mean? So, like, you're...
your fun movements.
He also had to apologize because he said her name reminded him of a Taco Bell menu item.
So bad, man.
So he was batting 1,000.
And then between Bill Clinton looking at Ariana.
Did you see that over the weekend? If I could find a man who stares at me like he stares at Ariana when Hillary's not around. I mean, can we not forget why we were there to lay rest?
I know. There were so many things that went on. There was a pass of M&Ms between the bushes and the Obama. And everyone was breaking that down with a fine-tooth comb because they were passing candy.
George W. Bush handed Michelle Obama a piece of candy. And then the Today Show yesterday does a whole retrospective on all the times that Michelle Obama and former President Bush interacted with each other. And they're almost in love if you watch the video, by the way.
And also, I love how, like, the old man has the hard candy. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah.
They were butterscotch hard candies.
Can I have a candy? You can have the candy, but it's not in a wrapper. It's just in my pocket, so there might be some lint.
That's fine.
Shh. You want me to grab it out of my pocket, or you want to get in there and get it? Because I don't know if you want my hand on it. Can you imagine?
But the old people have the hard candy to answer the over.
I mean, they had 8 hours to get through all this, so, you know, there were some distractions. But that is your dirty for now.
Okay. God bless Aretha Franklin.
Oh, man. Let's play Can't Beat the Run. 704-570-9595. Last time you heard, she lost. Lorraine actually lost.
Yeah, I did.
So she has zero wins. If you can, stomp on her while she's down. Call out. Good luck.
Now, it's time for Can't Beat Lorraine.
Bring it.
On Kiss 95.1.
April, welcome to the Mani, Roy, and Lorraine Morning Show. April?
Yeah.
Hey, you're playing Can't Beat Lorraine this morning.
Yes, ma'am.
Ever play before?
No, I have not.
All right, well, let's see how you do on a Tuesday.
All right, sounds good.
All right, throw her out so that we can throw you a ride on the Funny Bus. Isn't that what we're giving away today? If you win, we're going to hook you up, you and some friends. Throw her out.
Okay, peace out, Lorraine.
I'm going, April.
All right, Lorraine is leaving the studio. She has zero wins. Let's see if you can win and beat her again. All right, she's out of the studio. She cannot hear the question.
Okay, April in Rock Hill playing for all the Rock Hillionaires. Here we go. Slim Shady and Machine Gun Kelly started a major feud this weekend. Slim Shady is better known as this rapper. What's his name?
Eminem.
Question two. Mario Lopez and Tiffany Thiessen caught up on a recent episode of Ellen and discussed that both of their kids watched the teen show that they starred in together. What teen show is that?
Saved by the Bell.
Max Joseph got emotional in his last episode of Catfish. He has appeared in it with co-host Nev Schulman since the show's premiere. What network does Catfish air on?
MTV.
And question four, what God is a Woman singer performed at Aretha Franklin's funeral this past week?
Ariana Grande.
And question five, Mission Impossible, still holding on to the box office, came in at number two this weekend. It stars Tom Cruise, whose ex-wife and baby mama is who?
Okay, wait. Is it Tom Cruise's baby mama?
Yep.
Nicole Kidman.
All right. Come on in, Lorraine.
How did April do?
She got four correct.
Okay.
All right.
I just realized the fifth one just gave me up.
Don't say anything. I'm in the studio.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Question number one. Slim Shady and Machine Gun Kelly are feuding. Major feud broke out this weekend. Slim Shady is better known as this rapper. Who is that?
Eminem.
It's 1-1.
And Mario Lopez and Tiffany Thiessen caught up on a recent episode of Ellen and discussed that both of their kids watch the teen show that they starred in together. What show is that?
Saved by the Bell.
2-2.
Max Joseph got emotional in his last episode of Catfish. He has appeared in it with co-host Nev Schulman since the show's premiere. What network does Catfish air on?
You know, I'm terrible with networks. I think it's MTV.
That is correct. 3-3.
Question number four. What God is a Woman singer performed at Aretha Franklin's funeral?
Ariana Grande.
All right, we're at 4-4. We're tied.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Question five. Mission Impossible, still hanging on at the box office, came in at number two this weekend, starring Tom Cruise. Mm-hmm. Who is Tom Cruise's ex-wife and baby mama?
Katie Holmes.
That is correct. Unfortunately, though, April said Nicole Kidman. Final score 5-4. Lauren, you win.
Yeah, I could see where you would say that. She is the ex-wife, too.
They don't have kids together,
I
though.
I know. All right, April, I'm sorry that one gotcha. You know what I want to hear before we let you go?
Okay, I can't beat Lorraine.
Thanks for playing, April.
Okay, thank you.
Have a great day. There she goes. She says she listens every day and finally got through to play. She couldn't believe we answered the phone.
Yay!
Still to come.
Man, Roy was talking about this all weekend. If you listen to Kiss 95.1, you would hear Roy mentioning that War of the Roses was happening at 7:50. Now, here's the thing. Normally, we play a song, but because it's a longer War of the Roses that literally tears the show in half, half of us believe him, half of us don't, we got to get right to it.
Yeah, this is one of the War of the Roses that definitely will go in the history books. You don't want to hear how simple balloons on a mailbox is dividing the whole show apart. War of the Roses comes your way in 5 minutes. Don't go now.
The Manny, Roy, and Lauren Morning Show, War of the Roses.
Marissa, you're married. I hate doing these.
So we've been married for a year, but we've been living together for 3 years. And the other week when he had a birthday, I came home from work and I found like balloons tied to our mailbox. Mm-hmm. So I looked inside and I found this little note, and it said like pretty clearly, you know, like, "Happy birthday, my love. I hope your wife doesn't find out about us."
Ooh.
Like, yeah, yeah. Love, Layla.
Layla.
Yeah.
I mean.
So I like confronted, like I called him immediately. And, you know, like, he denied anything. Like, he said, like, you know, that he wasn't cheating or anything. I don't know.
So you've already brought this to his attention. What was his excuse for somebody writing that?
He just, like, laughed it off. Like, he just automatically was like, "Oh, you know, it's the guys playing a prank. So he can just throw that out. I don't even, like, care." So he acted like it was no big deal and said it was a joke.
Well, that's one hell of a prank.
Hey, that's right? Pretty funny, though.
It's funny if the friends call and say, like, "Hey, we're going to do this." But it's not funny if you're the one that receives it.
Yeah.
Maybe they didn't expect Marissa to find it. Maybe they thought he would find it. Well, why not reach out to one of the friends? I mean, I'm glad you reached out to us for War of the Roses, because now I'm curious. But, I mean, did you think about asking any one of his friends or fact-checking his story?
I don't know. I didn't want him to think that I was, like going behind his back to his friends, but I don't feel bad about going to you guys.
Hold on. And also, to be fair, as soon as she got off the phone with him, if he is cheating, I'm sure he called his friends and was like, "Hey, I need you to be in my corner."
Yeah, she found the balloons.
Yeah.
All right, Roy. Okay. We have his number.
Yeah, let's give him a call. We're going to see where he sends the roses to. It's very important to see what he writes in the note. That could tell us a lot about the relationship if he is cheating, okay?
Okay.
Hello?
Hi, I'm looking for Zach.
This is Zach?
My name is Erica. I'm calling from Flowers for You. I'm calling today because I have your name and number here as the winner of our Instagram tag contest. We are running a monthly promotion where we're giving away a dozen beautiful romantic red roses. And one of your friends tagged you in our post, and we randomly selected you to get the roses.
Sorry, who did you say this is?
It's Flowers for You. We're a new romantic gift company, and we're just trying to get our name out there. But like I said, one of your friends did tag you in this post, and I have a dozen beautiful romantic red roses for you to send free of charge.
Oh, okay. So it's like a drawing? So I want a drawing?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Do you have someone in mind that you'd like to send romantic roses to?
Yeah, absolutely. Marissa?
All right, to Marissa. And I have a card to go with these roses as well. What would you like to put on the card?
Oh, I'm so bad at these things. But, just write, like, "With all my love, Zach."
I'm sorry, what was that?
Just, like, "With all my love, Zach."
And, Zach, are you sure you didn't want to send these flowers to Layla?
What?
Zach, it's the Manny, Roy, and Loren show on Kiss 95.1. You are on the radio for War of the Roses. So your wife, obviously, Marissa, contacted us to see where your loyalty lies in your relationship. And you passed the first test. You sent the romantic package to your wife, Marissa.
Zach, who else?
Marissa's on the phone. She heard the whole thing, but she does want an answer on who Layla really is. She found the balloons, talked to you about it, and you just kind of dismissed it for her.
Yeah, but no one's buying the whole "it was a prank with my friends" thing. Who's Layla?
Well, What is, oh my God, are we still talking about this?
Zach, I was, that balloon, that joke, whatever it was, made me really uncomfortable, and I want you to tell me, like, why I've never seen anyone pull that kind of prank on you before. I mean, why didn't they contact me and tell me they were gonna, like, pull, I could have helped and been a part of it or something.
Okay, I would really rather not do this, like, publicly, but if this is how you want to address this, then...
I want to talk about it right now.
All right. Okay, well, it was a prank. It really was. It was a joke. I have not been cheating with anyone. I don't, you know, I don't have any kind of a relationship with anyone named Layla or anyone else except you. And it was...
So then Layla is a fake person that doesn't exist?
No, she's not a fake person. She...
Oh, okay.
I just don't have a relationship with her. So what happened was, you know how, you know, I went out with some of the guys the other night for my birthday, right?
Yeah.
So... We were out for a while. We went to a few different places, and then Brian and Seth are idiots, and they said, we got to go to the Last Vice Cabaret at some point. And I didn't, so we went. We were there for a little while, and we were having a couple of drinks, and we were laughing, and then they bought me some dances. I didn't know how to feel about it, but we were there. And this girl's name was Layla, and then they started giving me a hard time about, you know, I don't know, about running away with Layla. And I was like, okay, that's hilarious. And then they kept pushing it because I was upset that they were pushing it because they're idiots. And clearly they talked to her afterwards or got somebody else to write that note. And they put the balloons on the mailbox. And I don't know if they expected me to find it or if they expected you to find it. But it was just them being jerks. It seriously, it was nothing more than them being idiots.
That's some explanation, Marissa. Are we buying it?
I mean, I don't know. Like, it's just, you have to understand, like, how awful it was to find that. Like, that's like your worst nightmare, you know, like to like catch your husband cheating, or
absolutely,
especially like finding something in your own, at your own home, like so bold as to say, like, I hope your wife doesn't find out. Like, if this is a joke, then like I want to talk to Brian and Seth. I think they deserve, I want an apology from them. Like, that's not,
think your mate is messing around. Let's do War of the Roses. Email us mornings@kiss951.com. WNKS Charlotte.
Check it out.
Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's KISS 95.1.
All right, so let's get back on track here with War of the Roses. This is the War of the Roses that splits everyone apart here on the show.
We all feel some type of way.
Right. We have Marissa and Jared. And Jared, the balloons were found on his mailbox with a note that said, and Manny, please correct me if I'm wrong, saying, hey, I hope your wife doesn't find out.
Happy birthday.
Mm-hmm. Well, come to find out, Jared admits to us that it was from an adult performer at a entertainment club.
Yes, we found out that much. Marissa didn't even know that until she got on War of the Roses. She didn't know who this person was, Layla, and it turns out that Layla was an adult dancer. You're right. So we pick up from where Marissa had just told him on this War of the Roses that she wants to contact his friends Seth and Brian to get to the bottom of it.
Right, because originally he said it was a prank, right?
That's what he's saying about
it. Friends writing it from Layla.
And here we go. Here is more of Jared and Marissa. And then we'll jump on the phones. A lot of people are on hold that want to comment. We'll do that coming up. But listen to this.
Well, I mean, I'm mad too. When you called me and you told me that you found that, I immediately texted both of them and was just like, that's
but you
out of line.
You dismissed it. Like, you dismissed my concerns and kind of just, like, was like, oh, it's a joke. Like, just throw it away. Like, you didn't, I don't know. Like, I don't know if that's even true. Like, you're saying that you went to a strip club and that you let some girl dance on you. Like, how do I know that you guys didn't do more than that?
Let me just say, I'm not buying any of it because he originally lied to you, saying it was a prank from your friends, from his friends.
That wasn't a lie. That's what happened.
But then there's the stripper, but you just conveniently left out the stripper story.
Yeah.
Why not just come clean about the stripper story?
So the fact is that you're not telling the whole truth. I can't trust you.
I don't know how it works at the strip club. If it's just like a fantasy that anything more than a dance happens, Marissa. But I do know someone who just walked into our production studio here who might be able to help us.
Yes,
producer Nicole.
You are so wrong for this.
A frequent strip club attendee.
Come on,
we have a married couple for War of the Roses.
They need help.
Zach says that Layla and him only just had lap dances. Marissa says she doesn't know whether to believe it or not. Does it really happen that way? Is it easy to do that, or are the girls strictly business?
The girls are strictly business. They care about the money. They don't care about the person.
But they won't reach, so there's not a chance that the stripper would reach out to Zach afterwards?
Now, I have some stripper friends, but that doesn't mean...
Did you meet them at the strip club and then became friends with them after?
Yes.
Okay.
Well.
All right. Well, that didn't help.
But we didn't do anything.
Sure.
I'm in a relationship, and...
Would Layla... Does that name sound familiar from the...
The answer is no.
You don't. Okay. So would she have left a balloon at his... First of all, how would she even know where you lived unless you brought her back home, though, Marissa? That's the other thing.
Yeah.
So somebody left a balloon with the name Layla. He says it was his friends playing a prank on him, that they went to the strip club, but nothing happened.
That's a funny prank.
Oh, is it? No, it's not.
She doesn't know where I live. Brian knows where I live. That's why the note was there.
I don't know what to believe,
me
man.
Me neither.
I don't know.
Oh, I hate this for you. I'm so sorry.
I knew the moment we got an email from a married couple, from a marriage war, I knew it was a bad idea. I hate doing...
I agree.
Marriage War of the Roses. It's always sticky. It's always a mess.
Typically, if you get some solution, I mean, at least you're not in a relationship where you know somebody's cheating on you. But I feel like there's still a question of a doubt with these two.
I don't, because I'm a guy that plays pranks, and I have played pranks on other guys before.
This is not out of the realm of possibility, though. I know, but I'm just going to tell you something right now. If you left balloons at my house because you went out with Dallas and you thought that was funny, you and I would have some words.
That's ridiculous. I think
that's ridiculous, too.
We would have words.
Now, if he said something to me and was like, hey, I'm going to do this, then it's funny. Ha ha.
If he denied it, that's a different thing. But if he was like, yeah, I did that prank, that's funny.
But you see where I wouldn't believe him I would think that Dallas called him and told him to come.
But Dallas and Manny aren't best friends. My best friend would totally do that to me.
And Zach, by the way, didn't deny it to Marissa. Zach said that it was friends. What he failed to say is that he went to the strip club, which is what he just told us. That was his confession here on War of the Roses. That's what she just found out. So, Marissa, we could debate it all day long, but it's really up to you. What do you think?
I don't know. I still don't feel comfortable with it. Like, I want to believe that he's telling the truth and that it's just a prank. But even then, I feel like that's not a funny prank. And I still am going to always feel like, what if he was lying? What if he did do more than just, have a girl dance on him? What if he now my mind is just, full of, what if this? What if that? And I feel, super... insecure.
Well, if you guys do decide to try to work this out, there's definitely marital counseling, and because if trust is broken like that, it's not just one of those things you can slap a Band-Aid on.
Babe, just call. I'll give you. I don't know if you've got their numbers or not, but call Brian. Call Seth. They'll tell you what happened.
Fine. I mean, I want to hear what happens from them. I might just go to the strip club myself and find Layla and see what she says.
Together.
Yeah, Nicole
said
she'll
go with you.
Yeah,
no, I did not say that.
Just keep us up to date, Marissa, okay?
Okay.
All right, good luck, you guys. Wow, okay. Back live here on KISS 95.1. Producer Nicole, not happy the way she came off on that segment. That is a war we recorded a couple weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
And... Producer Nicole also got in her ear and said that Marissa has an update for us that she's going to give us on Thursday morning.
Oh, okay.
Good.
Okay, awesome. So we will get some closure. But in the meantime, let's have a discussion about this war.
All right, let's bring in Sarah from Concord. Welcome to the MRL Morning Show. What's your thoughts on this War of the Roses?
I feel like once she got married, you should trust him, and that's the reason he dismissed the joke and that he threw it away and said it was a joke. Right then, if she had more questions, being married and making that commitment, she should have felt comfortable to say, could you explain, or later ask him to explain instead of publicly bringing him on air. She does not need to speak to the friends. It was a joke. She needs to trust her husband and not involve the friends. That's just going to cause more jokes for him, and he's going to have to deal with the embarrassment of, oh, your wife called. She should just trust him, and he dismissed it because it was a joke.
Let me ask you this, Sarah. How come he didn't say at the time, yeah, but we actually went to a club?
That's what makes it feel shady.
Right. Well, maybe because she already seems to have, you know,
trusting issues?
Yeah, exactly. So why right then draw up an argument? When was this? Was it his birthday? Did he really want to argue on his birthday? And if she really felt like she needed to question more, why couldn't she ask him then?
Amen.
She question more, did she? Or did she just say, okay, it was a joke?
I don't know. I would have more questions, Sarah, if Dallas wasn't completely honest with me after I asked about balloons that were on the mailbox.
John in Mooresville, welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
Morning.
Hey, bud.
So I was just curious to ask if you had any conversations about Marissa not being liked by Brian and Seth, because it sounds like a joke that I had some friends do a while back, because they really didn't like my buddy's wife, so they just kind of made a bad prank like that. It was it's not too uncommon, I don't think. But that's my take on it. I think that maybe on Thursday you'll find out that maybe it was just all targeted towards the wife, and they never get their buddy out. He said that he didn't want to go to the gentleman's club, and you know, he probably didn't want to go because of his wife, and he probably hasn't been to one since he's been married.
So the whole thing backfired on him is what John's
but
saying.
But that's an interesting angle. Thanks, John. That's a very interesting angle that maybe the friends don't like.
Yeah.
Marissa.
This is Laura in South Carolina. Good morning, Laura.
Good morning.
You heard the War of the Roses. Go ahead, drop your comment. You've been on hold for a minute.
I'm completely torn because at first he acts like that he's going to make a big confession, and then he just rolls out with the story. So either he's a really good liar or he's telling the truth, because he didn't hesitate in his story at all.
Producer Nicole and I kind of side with him. Roy and Loren are siding on a little more.
We just don't know what to think, yeah.
Well, at first, when he first starts, he's like, all right, well, if this is the way you want to do this.
Mm-hmm.
So he sounds like that he's going to make a big confession and then, like, turns it around.
Yeah.
The only confession that we got out of him on this war was the fact that he admitted to her that he didn't tell her before was that they did go to the adult club.
Yeah, but he completely rolled out with the story. No hesitation at all.
No, it's true. Mm-hmm. I just find it really hard to believe Laura, Roy, Loren, and other people that think that maybe he's lying, that she actually took the time to go to his house to hang a balloon to bust him in front of his wife if he really was cheating. You know what I mean? Like, that's an awful lot. That's a heavy lifetime plot.
Listen, and like I said, had the friends come to Marissa and said something ahead of time, I could probably get on board with it, but there's just still a reasonable doubt in my mind.
Okay. All right. We'll take more comments. We'll read more coming up here in just a little bit. Plus, within the next 15, 20 minutes or so, I brought Loren a gift. What are you holding in front of you, Loren?
Hot sauce.
It's called Deer in Headlights. I got it down at the Big Peach in Gaffney.
Great.
It was the, like, 6-star hottest one.
And I love hot things.
We're going to try that, too, coming up in just about 15 minutes.
Missed anything from today's show? Listen to the MRL Morning Show On Demand podcast using the Kiss 95.1 app or Amazon Alexa. Maney, Roy, and Loren.
Wake up, wake up, wake up.
I love the morning show.
Kiss 95.1.
Lots of people are commenting on that War of the Roses. If you missed it, it'll be up on our podcast. I know a lot of people are still with us, Marissa and Jared. You know, so many people are texting us saying, and also sending us direct messages saying, hey, Jared did what War of the Roses is supposed to do. You test someone, you ask them who they want to send the roses to, and who did he send it to?
He sends it to his wife.
Marissa, that's right. So he passed that test.
Yeah, he did.
And they're kind of like back off of him. If that's your litmus test, then he passed.
I backed off of him. I feel like if I was married, I would be up front. Like, hey, we went to the club and
right.
You know, this is a prank the guys are playing because they knew you would not like the fact I was at a club.
I also think they're terrible friends.
Yeah, well, lots of text messages like this one from 910 says, dude isn't cheating. I would do that to my friends and they would do that to me. Let's see. Lots of other ones saying, here's one that says, I know Marissa.
Really?
Yes. Listen to this. This is, I don't want to say the area code, but they say, I know Marissa. I know him. They have a wonderful relationship. I hope that everything works out. His friends really aren't mean.
Well, listen, as you go throughout the day today, if you know someone that hasn't heard this, get it on the podcast, on Apple Podcast or Android, Google Podcast, and take a listen. Let them hear it and then get their opinion and let us know what everyone's thinking, because we're torn apart. Are you being torn apart with your friends? That's what we want to know. Just let us know what you think at the MRL show.
Speaking of being torn apart, there is a new Bachelor. It's official, and I think it might tear apart Bachelor Nation. I'll tell you who it is coming up in 3 minutes.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
Here she is before she does the Deer in Headlights Hot Sauce Challenge.
Ooh, I'm sweating already, Lorette, just thinking about it. But I do love hot food. And when I go for sushi, I tell them, make it so hot you think I can't eat it.
Oh my
gosh. We'll see if it's still too hot. Bachelor Nation. I think you might be excited for this news. But we do have an official new Bachelor. The new Bachelor is Colton Underwood.
Good, bad? What do you think?
So I think some of us saw this coming. I actually like Colton. I think that they did quite the job in setting this whole thing up. Because Colton was on Bachelor in Paradise, and then he left Bachelor in Paradise after this back-and-forth relationship with Tia, who he met while he was interviewing for The Bachelor to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
So I think what will happen, and mark this in your calendars right now, because on September 4th at 8:30, I'm going to tell you, I think Tia's going to come back in the finale of this Bachelor.
Okay.
And give one last ditch effort to get Colton back.
How can all these people afford to be away from their jobs this long? I mean, he was a Bachelor, Bachelor in Paradise.
I don't know. A lot of them have current jobs. Like, this is their new
job. They're unemployed.
But no. A lot of them are self-employed too, i.e. attorneys. They own personal businesses.
When I saw self-employed, I thought that meant that they didn't have a job.
It's possible.
And Colton played football, but here's the thing.
Entrepreneur. Okay, we get it.
Well, and like I said, a lot of these people, I think, make this their full-time job.
Wow.
Once they're in.
Wedding videographer. We get it.
Yeah, we know what's really going on.
By the way, if you don't know why that's funny, you've got to go listen to our 7 o'clock conversation this morning on the Kiss 95.1 podcast on the MRL show.
Yeah,
please.
I pretty much ruined a woman's wedding.
Poor thing. All right, Bella Thorne, her house was broken into not once but twice, and the robbers were able to steal $150,000 worth of goods the second time around. They broke into a window when the actress wasn't there, and they even took designer luggage. Police are still investigating and looking at the police footage.
Lorraine would hate that if someone stole her designer luggage.
I would cry. If I just love bags. Like, you could take my shoes, you could take my jewelry. Like, if you messed with my bags, I would cry.
Seriously?
Yeah, probably. Unless it was like my wedding ring, then I would have a problem.
Oh, so did she just say you could take her shoes?
Your wedding, your designer bag over the shoes?
Yeah.
Huh.
Red bottoms.
Yeah.
All right, guys. We'll give her address out later. Steal her shoes.
Garage sale. All right, Lorraine, what's trending? What's hot? Not the sauce. Uh-huh. What does Lorraine like today?
This is actually cold. This is Vinglace, and it is a Yeti for your wine bottles. So it encloses your entire wine bottle to keep it cold as possible.
That's what I just got your wife, Amanda, for her push present.
Oh,
bro,
really?
Thank you.
Yes. Push present.
No, that was nice of you to give her a push present. Thank you.
the gift for baby Ruby.
I appreciate it. It's sitting on our counter. I love it.
Yep, that's exactly what that is.
You can keep them chilled. You can keep champagne chilled. You can keep wine chilled. It's really cool.
Yeah, awesome. It's cool looking.
Yeah.
It is.
We'll have all the details up for you at kiss951.com.
Yeah, Roy was on top of what Lorraine likes before Lorraine even liked it.
Check that out.
Okay, you should have got it for Lorraine, because then, you know what I mean? I could have inspired her what Lorraine likes.
All right, we're going to take a quick break when we come back. I was away this weekend like a lot of people were. We stopped off at the Giant Peach Abbott Farms, and I got the hottest hot sauce they had. It's like 6 stars across, and it's called Deer in Headlights. Loren, you love hot sauce.
I do. Let's see if I like the hot sauce challenge that you found for me.
Okay, we're going to put it on a cracker, and we're going to be on Facebook Live on Kiss95.1's Facebook page in just about 5 minutes.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren on Kiss95.1.
Loren loves hot stuff. I mean, whenever we go out to eat, she tells the chef, hey, make it as hot as you possibly can. Oh, my gosh. And before we get into the Abbott Farms Deer in Headlights Hot Sauce Challenge, if you want to watch this unfold, you can go to Kiss95.1's Facebook page. And you can see Loren right now pouring this super hot hot sauce on a cracker. Now, to describe the hot sauce, it's almost like a dark brown. It doesn't even look like the red hot sauce that you normally find.
Yeah, and it's real gritty. I'm not even sure what's in it. But
I can smell it from here. Do you smell it, Roy?
Big chunks.
No, I don't smell it.
I do. I got a drift of it.
What was the scale? There's like a scale on how hot it was.
So, yes, the Abbott Peach Farm. Abbott Farms, the peach area over there, had a bunch of different hot sauces, and they had the label on the wall.
Okay.
And Deer in Headlights, out of like 6 stars, was 6.
Yeah.
All 6 were filled.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it was the hottest.
And this is from the peach down in Gaffney.
Yep, yes. And I asked the woman working if she had ever tried it. She goes, honey, hell no, we don't sell that very often.
Really? Wow.
She might not have said hell no, very polite Southern woman.
Okay. She had to actually get a hammer, break glass to even get the bottle to give it to you.
You want that? Charlie, we got one!
I'm going to have you sign this waiver real quick.
Oh, man. By the way, we are on Facebook Live. If you look up Kiss95.1 on Facebook, and so many people are saying, I've tried it. Don't, Loren.
Oh, really?
It's very hot.
It smells good, though.
Let
I don't know.
Smell.
And I, so I've got crackers here, like little saltines, and I've put some already on the saltine cracker, and I didn't just put a little bit on. Like, I'm really committing to this.
Yeah, you've gobbed it on, friend.
Mm-hmm.
Allison says it's very dark. That means it's very hot.
What is that?
That's our phones. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Sorry, I just logged on to Facebook to see some comments.
Okay.
All right. Are you ready?
I'm ready. Ready?
She's putting up the cracker near her mouth, smelling it.
Are you nervous?
Yeah, a little bit.
But aren't you excited, too, because you love it?
I love hot sauce, so I am excited to try it. But there's part of me that's like, I don't want to...
It is sweet when you smell it. It smells sweet.
I don't want to throw up because it's so hot.
All right, here
All
we
right,
go.
You ready? I'm going.
All right. She's eating a cracker. She got a lot of the hot sauce. It's over her lip and teeth currently.
Oh, and hot.
Were you about to swear?
She was.
Oh, it's hot. There's nothing I can't handle, but
what?
Dang, it creeps.
There's nothing you can't handle.
Dude, it's hot. But that's like, that's the good kind of hot.
What?
Are you taking another bite?
She's eating the rest of the cracker.
Yes.
No way.
Damn it. I thought I had you.
Let me try it. Give me a cracker. I don't want that.
Whoa.
No, ma'am. No, ma'am. She was about to hand me a cracker with a massive amount of hot sauce gobbed on it.
Buddy, you're going to try
it? I'm not going to lie, Roy. Yeah. It's hot.
Oh, let me pour
it. Okay. Roy, you do it. He's going to put like a dab on
it. Yeah, because you have a strong...
I put a little on my tongue on Saturday, and my tongue was on fire for about an hour. I'm letting you know right now.
Really?
Yes.
It's pretty hot.
Okay.
All right,
okay,
Roy, here put we a go. Little on a cracker. Let's
here it
see
is.
What Roy's
it's like a dime.
Is.
Not even a dime.
Yeah, it's way smaller than yours.
It's like a pinhead. Oh, you ate the whole cracker.
That cracker's good.
That cracker's stale, dude.
Ah! No.
This garbage can's right behind you.
This is good to you?
Yeah.
It hurts. There's pain.
It is. There is pain.
There's pain. This is nothing tastes good about it. My tongue's. I need water. Oh, no.
Sometimes water makes it worse, buddy. You're just going to have to fight through it.
Oh, it's getting worse.
Yeah.
Is my tongue swollen? I feel like it's swollen.
Wipe it off your tongue.
Isn't that fun? I told you, it creeps on you. Like, at first, it's like kind of hot, and then it keeps getting hotter and hotter.
My whole mouth is in pain. I feel like someone is stabbing my tongue with a knife.
Does it feel like when you got stung by the caterpillar?
Yes.
Like the caterpillar crawled in your mouth?
The poisonous caterpillar sting all over again. This is so hot. And if you're watching on Facebook Live, I'm already red with sunburn, but I'm getting red. This is so
Nicole,
painful.
You want to try it?
Don't.
It's pretty hot, Nicole.
She's coming.
Here, she can have the one that I put a bunch on.
So, I have failed in my surprise challenge with Loren, but maybe you guys can help us. Send us some ideas what hot sauce we should give to Loren. This fall is going to be the hot sauce challenge.
Here, this is what we're going to do.
I'll do it.
We're going to buy a Carolina Reaper pepper, and she's going to eat the pepper.
Yeah, enough is enough, right?
Oh, my God, I can't even talk because of that thing cracker.
Is this how much you had, Roy?
No, we put a dime on it. That's as much as I did, though.
Glad you think that you and I have the same palate because my palate is super sensitive.
I put like a half dollar
by the way,
amount
y'all,
on Nicole's.
I'm only doing this because I need to clear up my sinuses.
And by the way, if you're just joining us, we are doing the hot sauce challenge. This is called Deer in Headlights from Abbott Farms out there in Gaffney.
Lisa says, don't drink water, use milk.
Yeah, I've heard that too.
Nicole, one bite, right. Very upset, it's still on her lip.
Does it burn your lip? You should probably take it off your lip.
My tongue is like still in pain.
How do you feel? It creeps on you. It doesn't feel so hot, and then it comes back.
I feel like my saliva is making it worse.
I can't believe you've done it. I can't believe you did that. You don't like anything hot.
I don't.
I feel like it would be good on oysters.
Oh, it would be good.
That
oysters.
Would be good on oysters.
Yeah, that is true. We agree with Loren.
It comes back up.
It does come back up.
If you guys haven't witnessed this, head over to our Facebook page, Kiss95.1. We'll stay on there. We'll give Loren more.
It's not horrible.
Why don't you just drink some of it on Facebook?
I will say, we were at Hot Taco in South End?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. And Roy and I tried this. What was it called?
I don't know, but it was worse than whatever I just had. And so we're at this big staff lunch with all the sales reps, and Loren's eating this hot sauce, no challenge. Man, I did what you did. Like, I got my tongue touched the tip of the hot sauce. And I was almost in tears. Because my whole mouth and face were on fire.
Yeah, like a cartoon. You're like,
right.
Yeah.
All right. Send us your ideas to give Loren hot sauce. You don't have to send us the hot sauce. Just tell us the name of certain hot sauces. We'll try and stump Loren this fall.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren on Kiss 95.1.
Some of the names made for hot sauces is pretty good.
Yeah, we're looking up hot sauces now, and there's a colon cleaner.
Yeah.
Nice. We couldn't use that.
I'll take one of the colon cleaners.
The sauce.
It works both ways.
If you just joined us, Loren, I brought in hot sauce from Gaffney called Deer in Headlights. It was like a 6-star hot sauce, and she knocked it back, no problem. Mm-hmm. But for the record, Roy didn't hate it. Neither did producer Nicole. And you guys typically hate hot things. So we've got to up the game now. And the call came through that we were kind of hoping we would get.
The creator of the Carolina Reaper Pepper called the MRL Morning Show and is willing to develop these hot sauces that kind of work Loren up to the Carolina Reaper.
So then at that point, I'll be able to see where I tap out if I do.
You still have to try the Reaper, though.
Oh, yeah. No, you're getting... Yeah.
Okay, but maybe the portions will go down, because I put
a
lot of this deer in the headlights on a cracker.
The Reaper, you have to sign a waiver, I believe.
Oh, good.
Eat it.
So I went down to South Carolina and did the South Carolina Spicy Tuna Challenge, and you have to sign a waiver to eat 5 through 10, and I made it all the way through. And the guy was like, you need to go eat ice cream after this, because you are going to be in pain tonight. So I went and got ice cream. Not even a rumble afterwards.
Wow.
Your stomach of steel, man. And I remember down in Charleston in South Carolina where they have the Carolina Reaper, there's this company that makes Carolina Reaper vodka. And so they buy the Carolina Reaper pepper, the hottest pepper in the world, and they make it into vodka. The guy told me that just to handle the pepper, you need like protective gear because it will burn
like a welder's mask.
You need because it will burn your skin. And this is what Loren's ready to try.
Yeah, with a smile. If you eat this stuff and it works, if you eat the Carolina Reaper or the Ghost Pepper or colon cleaner and all the... And like
it's just such a good name.
Yeah. And You have no effect. I'm seriously going to bring you to NASA.
Uh-huh.
We're going to find out what planet you're really from, and we're going to put you on a spaceship and send you back.
Okay, sounds
I love
good.
You, but you don't deserve you. There's a better place for you than here. Well, good for you, Lorraine. We'll have that video up at kiss95.1.com. Also, if you're not following us at the MRL show, the video of Lorraine eating it will be up at the MRL show, where there is currently a video that if you didn't hear the show earlier this morning, you got to go see.
Yes, it's of a woman dunking her chicken nugget in hot sauce.
In her soda.
In her soda.
It's the strangest thing, and it's not for some sort of a challenge. She's at the U.S. Open tennis tournament, and the cameras just happened to pan to her doing this.
And I've analyzed this video like 40 times, and I'm so amused because her child isn't surprised. So clearly she loves, like, this is her thing, dunking chicken strips into sodas.
Yeah. And it's a quick video. Go check it out at the MRL show. Up next, though, we got to tell you, if you have a great date, there is one text that you should send after that great date, and only one text. There's something specific that a dating expert has for you to do. It's coming up after 9.
WNKS Charlotte.
Check it out.
Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
If you ever got a strange text after a date from someone, hit us up real quick at 704-570-9595. You went on a date, everything went well, and then the text message you got, you were like, what? A, that escalated quickly, or like B, you're like, never again am I going out with you after that text.
Mm-hmm.
We need to hear that, though. 704-570-9595. The Elite Daily puts out a article saying that there's only one text you should send after a great date.
Oh.
Okay? This is from a dating coach. She says, don't overthink it. Your post-date text, whether it's that same night, which is perfectly fine, or the next day is okay, as long as you don't overthink it, you keep it light, positive, and short. And all you have to do is say the words, thank you for a wonderful time, and let them know how much fun you had in your own words. Stop there, period. Don't get hung up on planning the next date or chatting them up too much.
I thought you were supposed to ask for a second date if you had a great first date.
If they want to talk to you and come back, that's when the conversation can start about going on the next date.
But what if the women are just like Loren and is like, well... He didn't invite me on a second date, so I guess we're not going on another date.
That's how I would think.
You would respond to that, though, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
So, listen again.
Okay.
That's all you have to say on the first text and wait for them to respond.
So, let's role play it out.
Okay.
So, Manny, you text me, and I'll be Loren.
There you go. Da-da-da-da. Wonderful date. Thank you so much. It was a true pleasure. Got to know you really well.
Okay. Yeah, I'll type back. Dear Manny.
Start off dearest, the dearest Manny.
Dearest Manny. My fellow Manny.
My fun Manny.
I enjoyed last night as well. So then what?
Now what?
Now I play it cool for 24 to 40 hours.
Oh, no. See, look, these are games. Yep. This is
No. Now I say back.
Okay.
Loren. I had such a good time. I would love to take you out to another restaurant.
There
you
it
mentioned
is.
That okay. you enjoyed
Snob.
Okay, we're going to Snob.
It's a real restaurant, y'all. Charleston.
It is. So now my mind goes, well, this is moving very quickly. He wants to go on a trip with me.
And take Snob out of it. Saprika. I don't care where we go.
Saprika.
Is it Saprika?
It's Saprika, yeah.
We'd love to hear your stories. If you had a great first date and got a creepy text message, 704-570-9595, you can call us on that.
Well, I told you guys, it's not really a text message I got the next day, but while we wait on that phone call, we were at boot camp, and which, by the way, if you didn't know, boot camp is where like a morning show boot camps, a bunch of morning shows from all across the nation get together in Chicago and they share ideas. And Loren was somewhere nearby, but this guy said he thought he knew me. He was like, didn't we match on Tinder?
Where was he from?
I don't know, but that was his opening line, which was
I don't know, but it's like, no, we didn't match
was
on
Was he a radio
Tinder.
Guy?
No, he was friends of a radio guy.
Okay.
But I'm like, that's a cool opening line to say, like, pretty much, hey, I think you're cute.
Right.
You know, without saying it.
Hmm. anything. I mean, you're in a relationship, a happy one. So,
well, my boyfriend was flying in that night, so no, we didn't, I didn't hang out. Happened. I didn't hang out with the guy who thought I was attractive.
Timing is everything.
Yeah.
One more thing. We mentioned last week that iPhone is introducing a new phone at some point here in the next week or two.
Yeah, man. It's all going to look like the iPhone 10s. Know all about it.
Goodbye, home button.
Yep.
Apple is going to do that, and they also discount older models in the last week of the month. So if you want to buy a newer upgrade to a newer model, not the newest, but a newer older model, wait to the end of the month of September. That's when you're going to get your best deal. And then another lesser-known trick that Apple likes to do is they double the memory on older models during the discount period. So instead of, say, getting an iPhone 7 for $500, $600 with only 16 gigs, you'll get 32 gigs at $500.
Oh, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I do believe, like, the things like the memory and the things like the camera, I believe that those are easy, cheap things they can throw in and out.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I believe that they have already a camera way, 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 way better than what we have, but they don't want to release all the good stuff at once. You got to build up to it.
But I don't understand why they wouldn't do that, because is it the Google phone? Is that out yet? The Google phone?
Oh, there is, like, one with a super awesome camera.
They have awesome cameras. And I'm like, what do you, I can't get that in an iPhone?
Right?
Yeah. Well,
right.
The technology, like Roy says, they don't want to release it all at once.
Right. Yeah. Let's bring in Jonathan from Charlotte. Jonathan, welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
Oh, here he is. Sorry. Jonathan.
Yeah, what's up?
Hi, now we can hear you. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. How are you?
Good. You heard the one thing you should do after a date is just say how great the date was. You don't need to go any further than that until the other person responds. What did you want to say about that?
I think it depends on, you know, what happens on the date. Let's say, for instance, you go out and you have a good time and you just get lucky. You know what I mean? No harm, no foul. Everything works out well. Mm-hmm. A part of you might be expecting to let the other person know, hey, I had a great time. But if you're the other person, a part of you could, you know, think, how often has this happened for you? You know what I mean? So it just depends on, you know, what happens on a date. Most of the time for people to decide if they want to respond by saying, thank you, I had a good time too, let's do it again. Or, you know, it's just, is this how this usually works out for you? You know what I mean?
Jonathan going against the dating expert and saying it happens, you know, on the date, and it might change the way you text.
It could change the way
you
text.
Are you currently dating right now, or are you with someone?
I'm married.
Oh, you're married now.
I've been down that whole dating route and, you know, done all of that before. So that's where my experience has allowed me to understand, you know, the date could go well, but it depends on what went well about that date for someone to sometimes give you a, I had a great time, when can we do it again?
Sure.
You know, okay.
Jonathan,
that's fair enough. Thanks, dude.
Yeah.
Jonathan should write some articles. Maybe we'd read them on the air.
I think I'm on board with him.
Yeah, I am too.
Area code 910 texted us and said, I didn't even get a text message. I got a Snapchat that says, want to do it again?
Well, let me tell you, I think I know how that night ended between them two.
I mean, yeah, according to Jonathan, it was spectacular.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you know, and then the whole wait for 24 to 48 hours and not be so thirsty. When I met Amanda, I called her like the next day.
Yeah.
And I was like, we have got to get on a date. I need that in my life. And if you're okay with it, I would love to take you out.
If you know you're a stage five clinger, I might say type the text and put the phone down before you send it for a while. But I mean, if you're just dating, just be honest. Don't play games.
Yeah.
It's so silly.
I called her and I left her a voicemail and I said, hey, this is that really nice looking doctor that you sat next to at dinner last night. I might be able to answer some of your calls in between some of my surgeries.
Did you really?
Back. Oh, yeah.
And
then she says that she played it for her friend Lacey, and her friend Lacey's like, you have got to call him back right away.
So comedy is what won her.
Sure wasn't this face. It had to be the comedy, right?
Wait. See, it works. Distracts you from hearing parts of today's show? No worries. We have an MRL Morning Show on-demand podcast. Use our KISS 95.1 app or Amazon Alexa.